Hey, I'm Simone.
And I'm Jess. We're two long-distance best friends who are states away.
But our bond has never been closer. From spirituality to spirited conversations,
we're here to share them with you.
So welcome to Fly Talks.
Come fly with us for a bit.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. This is Jess and...
This is Simone.
And we are
the Fly Talks.
I didn't know what to say at that moment. I was like, "Who?" And we are the Fly Talkers.
It's okay. Y'all will get used to it. We'll get used to it.
We'll get used to it, period. Welcome to Fly Talks, everybody.
Hey, y'all. Niggas and friends.
Niggas and friends. I like it. We talk about God, but we be cussing. You feel me? We be cussing.
My bad. Okay. Hey, y'all. Okay. So we wanted to jump into a conversation today that we've actually been elaborating on and having amongst ourselves. So we kind of just thought it was about time that we bring it to the forefront. I know, just like anything else, if we're thinking about it, there are other people who are experiencing these things too. So I'm going to shoot that over to Simone and let's get it started.
Yes. So as you know, on this podcast, we talk a lot about spirituality and how God moves in our lives. Mm-hmm. And in more modern times, I think we are discovering more intersectionality within spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I think in more traditional aspects of spirituality, especially like Western Christianity, there is a lot of anti-LGBTQIA+ rhetoric. Mm-hmm. And I know Jess and I have talked a lot about how, you know, that can limit a lot of people from, number one, getting closer to God. Mm-hmm. And number two, discovering that there's still relationship with God, even if you do identify within that community. So as we know, Jess is our resident lesbian.
Y'all may not know, but now you know, baby.
Now you know.
Gay for the day.
And I also had her consent to say this. So if anyone's like, oh, you did, she has given me consent.
Yes, ma'am.
Period.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just wanted to talk a lot about this just because I think there's so much to discover. And I'm hoping, I know we're hoping to inspire people to discover their spirituality for themselves, even if they do identify as queer. So Jess, what was one of the biggest lessons that coming out as lesbian, what was one of the biggest lessons within that that affected your religious relationship? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I think I have a long answer for this, and I think I'm gonna come at it from multiple ways.
Yeah.
I think the ultimate lesson that I learned is that my relationship is with God and not people. I think that was like the biggest takeaway, because I think initially, it's weird how it happened. Okay, so let me start from the beginning. So found out this thing internally that I realized sexually, ended up telling everybody, my friends, including Simone, and she was like, okay. Was I crying? Did I call you crying? I feel like I cried.
I don't know if you cried.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, this tracks.
Simone was the main, y'all. She was the main person that was like, something's not right here. Like, people would talk about men, they would talk about boys and all stuff, and she would just be like, do you give a fuck? And I'm like, nah, kind of not.
Right.
So when I told her, it was kind of just like, duh. Like, I was shocked. People who knew me were not.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's the point about self-discovery, is like, people kind of see things, but it's up to you to really make the discovery for yourself, you know.
There we go. Absolutely. And I don't think anybody knew I was, well, actually they didn't know I was gay. Anywho, that's not where we're heading,
right?
But I say that to say, the people who I knew and loved received it. The majority of the people in my life were literally like, okay, they either had an inkling or they just didn't care, because it didn't change who I was. So I did have a run-in with a person that I was newly close to, and we were we were friends through spirituality. So we were, I'm Christian. I identify as Christian. So I met her. We started reading the Bible together, praying together. And I remember just being so afraid to tell that one person. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like everybody else that I knew that I've been best friends with for years, I was like, it feels like nothing. But for this person, it was new and we were solely grounded in spiritual relationships. So I was scared. Mm-hmm. And I was right. So I ended up saying this thing. And she kind of had went back with like, well, I know you've been through a lot of emotional trauma with men, or I know that this has experienced, like you've experienced this in life and maybe that's deterred you. And I was like, no, I don't really think it, but it almost had me questioning myself. I'm just like, I couldn't tell whether like she was God's voice because I trusted her, you know?
Yeah.
Or was it, because I mean, I believe God sends people. Like the way she came into my life, it was in a time of need. So I really trusted her perspective, specifically feeling like God sent her for me. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm bugging. Maybe this is like, she's the person who's right. It kind of threw this big question mark and wrench into everything. Mm-hmm. I just remember her saying like, God loves you regardless, or God loves you in spite. And I've had this thing that I've told Simone like in this space several times, that whole in spite part is just so dismissive because it really is like you're doing something wrong. But you know what? He loves you anyway. And I don't believe my sexuality isn't anyway. Like, I just do not believe that. And I guess my biggest takeaway through walking through that was just like, I ended up trying to read the Bible and find the place where I was wrong. Just all of these things. And I've had a long relationship with God my whole life.
Yeah.
And that fact and that person kind of almost made me like overthink it. And I was just like, damn, do I not know what I know? And I landed in the same place. I'm like, God loves me and he sent you there to assist me, not to define me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think you made a really great point about bringing up the fact that you have had a relationship with God your entire life. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of more traditional religious spaces, there's a lot of doctrine that goes into your spiritual relationship. So it's like, if you're not doing it by the book, if you're not doing it the way the Bible says, or there's these very specific interpretations of the Bible that people have kind of taken and ran with. And it often dismisses the fact that God still exists in someone's life. And they assume that if it isn't within this doctrine, that there's no real relationship there. And I'm sure that can be really discouraging for you in that space when you're like, actually, I love God. Like, I've been talking to God for a very long time, and this one specific thing doesn't change that.
You know? I just remember, that's crazy. I remember like, so, and you know this, Simone, but like my content initially has been very like religious based. Like everything is me talking about God and trying to give, you know, inspiring and uplifting, you know, commentary. So it was funny that when I was like, okay, I'm coming out. Are these two things going to conflict? That was one of my thoughts. Cause I'm like, even in this conversation, like me and Simone talked about like just being prepared for there to be a conversation of like, whatever you say, girl, you gay, God loves you once again, anyway, and whenever you're done with this, you know? And I just think kind of being prepared for that backlash publicly, whenever you choose to put yourself out there. But I think, like Simone and I have talked so many times about the fact that like God led us here to this platform. So it's also like he'll protect us from whatever it is. But
whatever it is.
To flip that back to you, we've had several conversations because I think both of us are viewing our spirituality a little differently right now. Or not even, how do I express this? Okay, so I'm gay and I'm a Christian. You. Mm-hmm. Come from a Christian background and now you are in the spiritual realm more so than religious, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me about how that's been for you in regards to like just going outside of the box and what you know, because it is hard. The same way I said, like grew up Christian, there's a difference between people who kind of found it, or like you grew up in these hard lines of like, yeah, this is yes, this is no. So you moving from that, like, what's going on? What do you believe in? How has it been received?
Yeah, I... It's hard to like talk about it publicly just because there is so, culturally speaking, like Christianity is the popular, especially within Black culture. Absolutely. And then like when you talk about religion, people automatically go to Christianity. I don't necessarily consider myself a Christian anymore. I would say I have Christian-based themes.
Okay.
Within my life. Like I still love Jesus. Mm-hmm. I still believe in what Jesus did. I don't necessarily believe that it's like the only way to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the ways to God. I think it's a way that people have been led to connect more with God. But I don't limit myself to that. And it hasn't been received the best way. It's interesting because when I like talk to my friends, similarly to what you were saying about like when you came out, and this is not to compare the two because coming out is a completely different experience. Just want to.
It's right. Okay. It's hurtful. It's hurtful.
Yeah, it's hurtful.
Yeah.
And when I tell my friends about this path, like my friends that I'm close to, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. Like I've been very much an earthy person. I'm an outside, like I like to be outside by trees and nature. I've always been very like, you know, yep, attuned to the earth and to the moon, to the stars. Like that's always been me. So it doesn't feel off. This, right, if anything, feels like an alignment.
Right.
But when I talk more to like my immediate family about it, a lot of them are very upset. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, oh, I didn't see this coming. Like, you know, similar to what Jess said, like, well, God loves you in spite of, and, you know, and it's viewed similarly to what you kind of mentioned a little bit about it being like a phase or like you'll come back.
Right.
Realistically speaking, I had someone message me.
Tell it, girls. Tell it.
And I'm going to say this now. I've always been an outspoken, free-spirited person, and that's not going to ever stop.
Yes, ma'am.
And I say this with frustration because it was hurtful to me. Mm-hmm. However, I still have love for mm-hmm. this person in my heart, and I always will, because is that not what God taught us?
Amen. Amen.
But I was talking on my stories about... like a tarot reader of mine suggesting that I would be with an Aries or a Sagittarius. And if y'all know one thing about Simone, me and Sagittarius, I go off about Sag men. Now I love Sag
women. I'm a Sag woman. So she had to
love Sagittarius women. Sagittarius women. Mwah.
The men are bad. I'm not going to hold
you. The men are pretty terrible. Like they just don't want to be like held down to anything. They like don't believe in stability. But anyway, I was talking about this. not to get into it, but I was saying it very passively, like in the stories, because I was being, you know, lighthearted, like Jess saw it. I was just more so like, I can't believe you told me sad is whatever. So I had a family friend of mine reach out and just pretty much say, to make a long story short, like, tarot and astrology are not of God, but keep living, you'll learn. And you'll find exactly what it is you're looking for. And I responded very positively because I'm like, I love you. Like, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I was just more so like, you know, God leads my life. Please trust and know, like, I'm still very much divinely protected by God.
Right.
And they were like, nope, that can't be true. Because that's not God. I know you feel something isn't right in your spirit. But that's okay. You'll find exactly what you're looking for. You're looking for it and it'll find you. Very haunting, very cryptic. Mm-hmm. Very cryptic language. And it hurt me because, number one, I think when you see someone's, a big factor of someone's life shifting, I know for me, the first thing I would do if I saw this happening to someone is ask questions. Yep. And that, like, the question asking was completely skipped and it went straight to judgment. And it hurt me and it frustrated me because it's like, if you, and this person that has known me for a very long time, and it's like, if you've known me for this long and you've known my character, like, would you not think to at least like check in and ask me if I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it went immediately to judgment. And I think, and I think to kind of tie it together in both cases, it can be hard when you see a shift in someone that's major and your first response is to judge and to shame and to put this fear-based ideology in their minds. And that to me leads someone completely further away from God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even you, like you are a Christian and you are living the Christian life, so to speak, like outside of the quote LGBTQ thing,
right?
which is already like
crazy.
Crazy. Like, not even to get into that, but like, because there's a lot people miss. But it's like, if you want someone to be more, to be closer to God, if this is your call to get someone, to bring someone in, that's not the way to do it. You know what I mean?
That, I mean, and we know, I think, once again, because we are in relationship with God, both of us, it's like you have a sense of discernment and for lack of better words, what's bullshit and what's not.
Right.
And I think, like you said, when you jump straight to judgment, it's almost like, number one, you don't have, that's not your position. You're not God. That's number one. But number two, kind of like you said, it's this fake way of trying to say concerned. But if you were, you're just not. You're not asking. There wasn't a question there. And I don't know. I feel for you and I can relate to you, because I think hurt is just the word that comes to mind, because I know for me, when I came out, it was hurtful because nothing about me changed. That is what hurt, was that I've always been the same person. Mm-hmm. I've always treated everybody the same. I've always respected people. I'm a kind person. And even the concept of coming out, quote unquote, is like having to reveal something about yourself that is not really a thing, number one, but you just feel naked and you really do feel like, okay, this is a test of like, do people really love me or do they not? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. I just remember that being a thing, because some of my friends were really encouraging, most of them, and basically all of them. But, you know, some of the things that I struggled with, they were like, people understand, it just takes time, you know, like in regards to family. And it was just hurtful because it was like, it takes time. I didn't do anything. That's just kept being what I got stuck on, was like, I didn't do anything. You're like almost waiting for like forgiveness. And it's like, I didn't do anything to you. I didn't like it. I don't know. And the word hurt just really resonates, because when your situation happened to you, I could just see how deflated you felt.
Yeah.
And I think when I talk about the same thing, it's the same feeling. And I know sometimes, like, Simone and I have talked about this, and we get elevated and we get emotional because we could be rowdy. But I think underneath it is just pain, because we're just people who love God.
And I love God so much.
And move accordingly. So it's just hurtful.
Yeah.
Hurtful.
Yeah. And I think you had said something about, like, you know, I'm still the same person. Like, nothing about me has changed. Mm-hmm. And if anything, what has changed is that you identifying with this element of yourself is a freedom. It's a call to freedom. It's a expression of your freedom, of who you are, self-expression. And I guess it's hard, because when people are grown up in different times, they have different ideologies. You do have to give them grace.
Of course.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? You have, like, people just have to adjust to things, especially like older people or our parents and our families. Like, family, a lot of mindsets are really cemented, and it's hard to shake it up and be like, actually, this is what y'all thought, actually, is not all there is to think about. You know what I'm saying? There's more thoughts behind this. But, you know, it's like that is an opportunity to say, like, I'm so happy you feel free. I'm happy you feel more like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, my goal as like someone in your friend group is to give you that space to express yourself freely and to be who you are. And so when I hear like these discoveries that people make about themselves, you know, mm-hmm. just like when I told Jess, like when I started like pulling cars and stuff and talking about Crystal, she's like, oh, tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? Very like, you know, curious and like asking me questions, and you're open to what it is that I, you know, think and believe and feel. And you also know that it still comes from God. So there's never a question of like, oh, there's something evil. You know what I'm saying? Something really, it's about what you don't know. I think when there's a selective ignorance, it's easier to make it the bad guy or the scapegoat. Because I think if you explore it and learn more about it, there's a chance that what you have thought, like what people have thought, is now being shaken up. And a lot of people don't want to be shaken up. You know, they much rather they would much rather be stay in their ways. Right. You know, so I think in that moment, it's important to give people grace, but also not compromise like who you are.
Who you are. Yeah. I mean, I think the grace, like you said, the funny part about it is the grace is something that's instilled in us, right? So it's like, if the grace comes with the territory, we already feel that and give that. It just internally, it's just another bullet you got to bite where it's like, all right, well, I'll give you time to catch up. But I think what you were saying about like me listening to you when you were talking to me about crystals, and I think me being your Christian friend, also knowing you forever, I just saw joy, and I saw somebody who was more connected to themselves. Like I saw a shift. Number one, I mean, I wouldn't care if you were anything, but it wasn't a, I don't care about God. It wasn't like, I don't know. It's the very opposite. Like you prayed for both of us before we started this podcast, and you pray every episode, or you remind me to pray every episode. And it's just like, for someone to assume that that's eliminated and somehow you like have a witch stick and you're like flying in the middle of the night. it's just great. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what people think.
Don't put it past me, though. I might fly in the middle of the night.
You're going to heaven. You're flying, right. Baby. You're not going down in a
flight. Right. I'm not going down anywhere.
And this is my point. It's like, right, people don't, your relationship is so much stronger. There's people who don't talk to God at all, and it's not to judge. But you're in such community and conversation with God more now than you ever have been. And I think we discussed, like, a lot of it is terminology. A lot of it is language. A lot of it is like, we'll talk about something and you'll quote something Christian because that's how you grew up. And it's still, it's that. And I remember you were saying, this was like 2 days ago, we were talking about how God wants us to be flexible. And then, of course, I said something about the potter and the clay. And you know how Christians, like, yeah, like God mold you. Same concept. And you haven't lost that. And I think that when you know somebody, it would just be like anything else. When I see it makes you happy, I'm not a friend who would sit there and watch you destroy yourself. So my nod of approval is never going to be to your detriment. So I guess for me, it's just always that acknowledgement of it's not in spite of. It's like, literally, I can see that God is moving through you and you're happy. Like, and with that information, all you want to do is help other people. Like, ever since you got in that space, your decision was, okay, I want to help other people, pulling cart, whatever it is that you're doing, it's because you want people to learn and to be connected to God and themselves, sorry. Yes. So it's just like, I just think the fruits are real. And if it was something negative, you would be making negative things. And it's just
saying negative stuff, doing negative things. And like, understanding, like, similar to what you said, like, we both have known God since youth, since young. Like, my mom would tell me, literally, I'd be just dancing with God in the middle of my living room, just like talking to God. And like, I still do that. And I think if anything, I don't view it as like exclusionary. Like, I don't believe, like, everything that has to do with this is done. I don't even deal with it anymore. If anything, it's like, it's all joined together to become who I am. You know what I'm saying? And like, when you're, it's like for me, it's the freedom that I found for myself, and the freedom to be able to like talk to God in a way that feels authentic. You know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, I appreciate how, you know, you show up in that way and you listen to me and you see my heart and you know that my intention is always, always of the purest kind, like always. Yeah.
I think there's just a maturity to it too. Like when you were saying, okay, you grab from different places. I know I was telling you the other day, like there's people who won't even listen to things. Like right. There's people who are like, I don't want to hear that. That's the devil. Get it away from me. And I know like growing up, we are taught that our spirits are sacred. Of course they are. You watch what comes into your path. You watch the energy that comes around you. But information and energy are two different things. Like they're just not the same. And I think that as a Christian, it's weird that people don't want to interact with other people, because for me, knowledge of any kind, let's say not tarot, not anything, let's just give Muslim as an example.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't threaten me. That information, that knowledge, that wisdom, it doesn't make me feel like someone is hurting me or offending me by one, being themselves, or two, even speaking on it or being willing to educate me.
Right.
And I think the strangest part about my Christianity is it's just so sure. Like it's so, you can't move me.
Yeah.
You can't move me.
Yeah.
And that makes me even more capable of listening and hearing and supporting, because I'm not threatened by anybody's information. If anything else, I want to hear them. I want to learn. And kind of like what you were saying too, even if your goal, which isn't mine to be honest, but even if your objective is to, let's say, introduce somebody to God through the way that you see it, how malicious, like that's not how you do it. It's just a very weird way to claim that you want to help somebody by being condescending.
Yeah.
What's the word? When you exclude people from things, mm-hmm. There's a word I'm trying to say. It's just not nice. And it's not effective.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of that, when that happens, it's a lot of fear-based language used too. It's kind mm-hmm. of like a, you know, you've done a lot of things wrong and you gotta repent. Otherwise you're going to go to hell. And it's like, why are you talking to people like that? If anything, we live in like a guilt-based society. So I think that's a lot of where that comes from. Mm-hmm. It's like, people are like, if you don't do it right, you'll get and get the worst of it. And it's like, mm-hmm. that's not even who God is. God that's, is not mm-hmm. guilt.
That's there it people. Is.
People, there it is. Our society is based on guilt. There God is love and forgiveness and like mm-hmm. doesn't even care mm-hmm. as long as you show up in who God wants you to be, as long as you recognize your wrongs and you change your behavior, God yeah. sees that as good enough. Yeah. Like there is no type of like,
yeah.
There's this, God is not a punisher. Mm-hmm. I think if anything, us continuing to live in ways that we know we're not supposed to is the punishment, because mm-hmm. we're punishing ourselves.
Right, God's right.
To illuminate the path for us mm-hmm. to find a way out of it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's not like, who wants to hear, like be introduced to God like that? Like, that's scary.
Yeah, it's scary and it's false. like it's just false. And I think, yeah. I don't know. I just, my relationship with God is so strong that once again, I just have that spirit of discernment where I'm like, this is it. And me not transitioning, coming out.
Transitioning is crazy.
Listen, hey, I'm with y'all too.
Love y'all. LGBT.
I love y'all. Smooches. But even in that, now that we bring that up, it's just there's so many layers to if God wanted you to be that way, he would have created you that way. Okay. One, it's not your business that, like, you know, I'm not even gonna go there, but two, it's also God wants joy for us. And I think no one knows us better than him. And I know for me, kind of like what you were saying, like even when you were saying like, oh, I felt that freedom for you, all I could do is smile. It's the most liberating thing I've ever felt, to be like, I really love, I don't say women, that's gay as hell. But I really
I mean, don't
mean, you gay, you love girls, you love women.
I do. But that key word is love. It's love. It's like, I don't know. You can't go wrong by expanding. You're not hurting someone. You're going with what God says to treat people right. We're always going to fail in some capacity at that. But you do your best. You do your best. And that has nothing to do with who you're sleeping next to, unless it's someone God doesn't want you to be with. And that's not about gender. Right. You can be unequally yoked with the opposite sex. So what we're going to have to do is worry about who God's telling us to be in environment and relationship with. And he will tell you no to a lot of things, even if that's your man.
So, right, literally.
Like, I'm good over here.
And the issue with that is that a lot of people, like kind of what you said, they aren't listening at all. They don't even listen to what God is saying to them. So if anything, it's like, people need to listen.
You know what? We got to talk about relationships. We're going to get there.
We're gonna get there. This is like the beginning of Fly Talks.
Fly Talks.
Period. Fly Talks. Oh, that's something you said about. What was it? Oh, about you know, if God wanted you to be a certain way, then like he would have made you that way at birth or whatever. First of all. being queer is not a decision for a lot of people. If anything, it's a discovery and it's a journey.
The womb,
literally, exactly. Like there's sometimes I think there's also lessons in our journeys.
Yeah.
So even if you started off not identifying as gay,
right,
there's beauty in the journey. You learn so much about yourself with you coming out. And that should be acknowledged as well. So when people say, like, you know, if you would have made it, blah, 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 it's like, does God not teach us things in our paths? Like, are we not supposed to be learning things along the way? So you can learn something major about yourself along the way, but that's because God put you on that path to discover it.
I was laughing because God made me straight for y'all. And let me explain that. So I'm a poet and an artist, right?
No, you ain't that. Okay, go ahead, continue.
Thank you. You know I'm going with it.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm an artist. I wrote the book for girls who become women. You can find that on Amazon and a link on my page, etc. But it was heartbreak. I've definitely had experiences and relationships. Now I want to say heterosexual experiences.
Heterosex relationship.
But I've had my heart broken, etc. But yeah, it made beautiful content. It was raw. It was honest. It was genuine. And yeah, it's for y'all. Now I'm ready for the gays. So
Jessica, I love the fact that you said that. That was so good. No, because you have a beautiful voice. Like your stories are so relatable. And so many women need to hear it. So many women, what are you doing?
The lights. I'm sorry. It was getting dark. Okay, hey, y'all.
But yeah, so many women need to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Like so many, it's a story that a lot of us have lived through and we can be inspired by. So the fact that you, that is a part of what has shaped your voice, I think is what grows your impact. You know what I'm saying? You're not just like a lesbian love writer. You literally are a writer of all experiences, and it's inclusive and it's all encompassing, and it's a way to inspire the masses, you know? So people won't know that you're gay for real until you tell them. And I think that's really how it should be, because who cares?
It's so crazy, y'all, because I've performed a lot of my stuff, but it's old stuff. So the pronouns are he, and I'm just like, damn it. And it doesn't feel right changing it because I live in the moment. I'm talking about who I'm talking about, you know, like I can't really switch that up. So it is kind of funny because I have my little flag in my bio, and then it's like my first poem is like he and he. And
No,
that was a while ago. Don't worry about that.
Exactly. It's just
don't worry about it.
We're here now. We're here now.
You take what you need out of this,
right?
That's it.
Right, but, you know, you like kiss a girl off the stage, and they're like, oh. What?
What's crazy? I think this speaks. I thought about you too while I was speaking because it's the ultimate reflection of God, because whenever we learn something, we want to contribute to the conversation and we want to contribute to the atmosphere and the culture. And like, I think both of our goals has always been making other people feel good and better, because we've been in spaces that we weren't feeling that way. So it's like, ultimately that says a lot too. If what I learn or what you go through and process, what is the motivation behind that is, okay, I learned this, now let me go help someone. That says enough in itself. like it just says enough in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why it's like, for me and my path, it's like, I don't completely eradicate the Bible, because the Bible is so important. The Bible still has beautiful stories and lessons to be learned. And so even if I'm like, you know what I'm saying, pulling a car for somebody or something, I'm not going to stop quoting the Bible. I'm not going to stop paying homage to what has made me who I am today. You know, it's not a complete, like, you know, eradication of it, but rather, like I said, like an amalgamation, just joining it all together.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know, okay. Yeah. I'll be liking words. I'll be reading the dictionary. I'll be on the thesaurus.com. I really be looking at the words.
You do. My bitch love words.
Yeah. And my bitch love words too.
Come on. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think it's such a beautiful conversation that we've had amongst ourselves, and also one that we wanted to bring to you guys. And I don't know if Simone is open to this, but she will be. I do want to start eventually an email address where you guys can ask us stuff and kind of and just figure out things you want to talk about, because community is so important. And the biggest thing we're talking about is ways that people can be isolated. You know, we want you guys to feel included. We are not that space. So.
No, we are not. I love that, Jess.
Thanks.
You just sprung this up on me, everybody. However, okay. I love it. And I think it's a great idea. And there's no way in hell I'm saying no to that. So,
yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. I agree. Community is key. And I think these discussions are necessary, because I think it takes us out of that limiting idea of what religion and spirituality can be. And I think it allows people to really explore for what it is and what God wants it to be. And on top of that, each of our paths are individual to us. God is not going to do the same path for every person. Mm-mm. So honoring that individuality, I think, with y'all coming to us with your questions, it also gives us an understanding so that we can kind of take it as we can do these discussions. And, you know, what Jess said, like, we want people to feel good. Like, what we learn from y'all, our community, is helping us to help others. So I'm 150% open to that. And I love it. And we'll get that email to you.
Yes, we will. We'll put it in the bio or something.
The captions, the bio, all of that.
Something.
There was something else I wanted to say. I can't remember what it is at this point. It'll come back to me. But I mean, I'm grateful that we are able to have this conversation. And I'm grateful to those who are inspired and have listened to us. And I really hope that this discussion inspires you to have those discussions with yourself and with others in your sphere. Mm-hmm. So if you are, for example, you know, struggling with your sexuality and it's something that you really want to express, mm-hmm. as long as it's within a safe space, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Express yourself. Go ahead.
I just had to say before we go, God loves y'all. He loves God y'all so much.
Loves y'all. And oh my gosh.
He loves y'all so much. It's okay. He loves y'all so much. Like, more than the affirmation we give you, more than he loves you. So it doesn't really matter. I think I just wanted to hone in on the fact that this conversation was, of course, specific to what we find different about us, but everybody's different. And just know that you're not ostracized from God's love. Nobody can do that. There's nobody in the world that can do that to you.
Literally nobody. Like, God sees you in this moment. God sees where you are and loves you so much more than you could even think. Like, human love can be immense. Like we can feel things very intensely as humans. However, spiritual, divine, godly love, you have no clue. And if this conversation is a sign of confirmation for you to tap in and start listening, do it. We're here and we go with you.
Here, queer and empowering. And
empowering.
There we go.
Here, queer, empowering within our sphere.
With that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us. Catch us next episode.
Thank you for listening to Fly Talks. I'm Simone.
I'm Jessica.
Fly Talks, fly away.